The holy letters of the Rebbe, and this is letter number 1381, and this is dated Baruch Hashem on the first day of Shabbat in the year Tavshid Beis, Brooklyn, and the Rebbe is sending it to the leadership, to the Anhola of Agudas Chabad, that is the Chabad central organization in Eretz Yisrael, in Israel, Tibon HaZakoyne, Shalom Uvrocha, and the Rebbe says, my earlier letters, I am sure, confident that you have already received in their proper time. And I am anticipating, looking forward to your response, detailed response upon them. And here I'm coming on the following. Number one, in connection to the second Yahrzeit, Yud Shvat, which is about to come. So for sure, you're going to make an effort to make a public Fabrengen, gathering in a fitting way, and also as a response to the question of many, it is my opinion that the order should be as detailed last year in the letter. Number two, it is very, very fitting that on the day of the Yahrzeit, or close to it, this should open up at least another department or another institution in the Reshes Ola Yosef Yitzchok, in the those are the schools that were functioning under the Chabad with the government, known as the Reshet Ola Yosef Yitzchok. And I have written about this to the leader, the Menahel of the Reshet Ola Yosef Yitzchok, which is Rabbi Chosid. Rabbi says Chaim Zushia Sheyichi Vilobovsky. The Rebbe wants a new department or a new school opened up in honor of the Yahrzeit. The third thing, it seems to me almost certain, this matter, that the separating of the various different appointments between the yeshiva, the Talmud Torah, that's the lower classes, and also the institution of the Reshes Ola Yosef Yitzchok. So still, I am coming here to articulate my view and my suggestions, and this is it. The yeshiva in Tomchei Tmimim of Lod, at that time it was in Lod, that was the main, so its main function is that should be the superior institution, the highest institution, that is Eretz Yisrael. So also for those students and those who are being educated in the spirit of Lubavitch in the yeshiva of Tel Aviv, so the main one should still be Lod, should be the highest yeshiva. Mainly the yeshiva in Tel Aviv is only for those students that for various reasons they don't want to leave or to go away from their parents' house. So we're providing for them a place to study within Tel Aviv. They don't want to go to the dormitory or to leave their parents' home. But in any event, there needs to be there lower classes than in Lod, and only if it's absolutely necessary you should organize that there should be both classes in Lod and also in Tel Aviv, if you need I guess in Lod also younger grades as well. However, the highest level of learning, of the highest levels, should not be in the yeshiva in Tel Aviv, that because there is not enough spiritual guides to teach over there, they all have to be in the yeshiva in Lod. So the oldest students need to be in Lod. It's self-understood that one of the functions of the yeshiva in Tel Aviv is to draw children that live in Tel Aviv, and to also serve as a example, as a model, on the place, what is the show, the education, of Tomchei Temimim, because since all that come to the Holy Land, for a little bit they called it Tel Aviv, that's where most of them, I guess, as they're the immigrants and everything is, and it is not possible to have everybody visit the yeshiva in Lod, so that should be like the outpost in Tel Aviv, so people can see firsthand what the education of Tomchei Temimim is. Number four, the yeshiva and the Talmud Torah. Usually yeshiva refers to the older grades, Talmud Torah refers to the younger grades. That is in the Kfar. That's the Kfar Chabad. So they are mainly for the children of the Kfar and its surrounding areas. But it's self-understood that after they finish learning in this yeshiva in the Kfar, they need to continue learning in the yeshiva in Lod. That again is, as mentioned before, that is the highest institution. Number five, the yeshiva Torah Emes in Yerushalayim, which by the way, that's the yeshiva I went there as shlichus for the Rebbe. So it appears that it has its own way that it conducts itself along the version of the rest of the yeshivas in the Holy Land, which means that the students learn in two yeshivas, and over there also young men and family people study there as well in the yeshiva. But in any event, also here it is fitting to organize that at least several months during the year, the older students of the Yeshiva Torah Emes should come to the Yeshiva in Lod, so that they should be able to absorb inside them the spirit of Tomchei Temimim in its purity as it is possible. Now, I mean, we're talking about back in 1952 when it all started. I mean, it's totally different then. But you can appreciate a little bit what happened over the time from how the Rebbe is describing how they were running it then. Number six. In those settlements and in those groupings that they will not agree yet to the education in the spirit of Tomchei Temimim, as for example, the schools that are being organized now through the Pe'ilim or the institutions that were necessary to establish in the settlements of the Yemenites, because they will not agree to come to Lod or to the Kfar, or to the village, to Kfar Chabad. At that time, I'm not sure it was Safaria, it was called the Kfar, to learn there. So those institutions should be included in the Reshet Olav Yosef Yitzchok. And based on the above, it's also understood that in them also they shouldn't have the highest grades, as to the same level as in Lod, and one who wishes to continue learning in the teaching of Chassidus Chabad, then he needs to, and they too, to transfer to Lod. Rebbe wants everybody to go. And number seven, what does it come out from over the above? There needs to be in Agudas Chabad, in the Chabad Central in general, and the Chassidim, the Anash, Lemein, the Chassidim, especially the Reshus Olav Yosef Yitzchok, I mean, so there's a lot of words missing here. So there is to be hopeful that from the students of the Reshus, so many percentage of those students will eventually transfer to study in the Yeshiva Tomchei Temimim that is in Lod, based upon the saying of our sages. They say that there is 1,000 students going to learn Chumash, but there's only 100 that come out for the Mishnah. And the Mishnah, to learn Mishnah. So, you know, you have a lot, so some of them will continue. But the Gemara, unfortunately, continues. From the 100, it twinkles down. There's only very few that actually remain on the highest level. Number eight, just like in every institution has its own, thank you, bless you, has an autonomous leadership of its own, and it also has an inspector from the outside. So the same thing is the Reshul Yisrael Lubavitch. So the Menahel, the leader, would be the Chaim Zushi of Lomovsky. But he will certainly also bring along to him some of the younger, and as an inspector, should be Haravagon, the Rebbe says, Eliezer Karasik, and Avram Paris, the Rebbe is naming from a few of the people. Number nine. Since the reshes the reshes requires a lot more financial support, and it's fitting and it's absolutely necessary to organize a fundraising in a proper way in Eretz Yisrael, and please to make effort as much as possible, and for sure you will find the means, the ways that this should not conflict with the other institutions, and on the contrary, etc., that they will support each other, help each other. Number 10, since that the age and those that study in the Reshus of Yitzchak is such that we can ask for support from the government, so that we should put in a lot of effort that those existing institutions, the Reshus, should as early as possible enter into the stream in which the rest of the Chabad institutions are part of. This is going to ease the expenses, the burden of the expenses, and to allow to establish new institutions in new places. Number 11, if the above mentioned suggestions will be accepted by you, please let me know as early as possible. The main thing is that for the Yortzeit of the Yud Shvat, which is coming upon us, or close to it, they should do as mentioned in number 2, have a new institution, or new category, the blessing of success, and I'm looking forward for an answer as soon as possible. Here you see amazing. Yeah, what were we saying?
No, who was the Yortzeit for on Yud Shvat?
Yud Shvat, the previous Rebbe's father-in-law, the Yortzeit is in Yud Shvat. The you can see this is such an amazing letter, because the Rebbe goes into every single suggestion and digesting all of the different things and the different parts. And so you see the Rebbe's, and without, you know, he micromanaged basically over here to make sure that everything else was being done properly, with the different suggestions, the different leaderships, and how they should run, and the fundraisings, and exactly which classes and which ages, and you know how it should the function, and also with the reasoning and the rationalization and everything. And so the Rebbe writes, and so this is really amazing to see how much effort Rebbe put into every part of the Chabad, and that helped grow everything and make it into what it is.